Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We have a level 3 risk for severe storms. It looks like the timeline will be evening. We're going to walk through it coming up.
Plus, breaking news from overnight, several car crashes in Durham, leaving behind some serious damage.
A 12-week abortion ban is just days from taking effect in North Carolina. But there are some big changes and delays that could be on the way. We have you covered on the next steps for this major shift in reproductive health care.
We're also getting a better look this morning at the reason behind several days of power outages in Wake Forest. A lot of topics we'll get into today on this Monday, late June. It's acting like summer, certainly today. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. We're both glad to be back with you to get you started on this weather alert day. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with this level 3 severe weather risk.
And a level 3 risk for us is very unusual. We really usually only have a handful of these during the year. These are more often seen in the spring than in the summer. So it does cover the entire viewing area. And what it means is that we'll have the potential for some damaging winds and isolated tornadoes. Some heavy rain, certainly, and possibly some hail as well. We take a look at Futurecast. And we're starting off this morning with a mix of clear skies and clouds as we roll through. And you can see what's happening here. It's going to be pretty quiet for us to start with. We do have the chance of a light shower coming through. And you can see not a whole lot of coverage. The more rain that we end up seeing this morning, the more settled the atmosphere may be later on this afternoon. And so that would be a very good thing. The more sunshine we see this afternoon, you can see how the skies are starting to clear here. The more sun we end up seeing, the better chance that these storms could be strong. So everything is pretty quiet through the evening commute, and then watch at 7 and 8 o'clock. We begin to see this line of thunderstorms developing. This is when we'd have the best chance of severe storms. There's 9 p.m., there's 10 p.m., and it does keep going into the very early morning hours tomorrow. We're still seeing a little bit of activity there at about 2 or 3 o'clock. And then as we get into the day Tuesday, things are looking much more quiet. The heat's going to be an issue for us, too. Right now, it is 76 degrees. Our dew point is 67. We'll likely have a heat index today that puts us up around 100. We'll see a high of 94 degrees before the thunderstorms begin. Coming up, we're going to go through more of what to expect with this level 3.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We're also working to learn more this morning about a serious crash on South Mineral Springs Road in Durham. This happened just after 11 o'clock last night near Willow Springs Road. You can see a car and a Jeep both badly damaged there in this video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. We're working to find out if anyone was hurt and what may have caused this crash.
New abortion restrictions, including a ban starting at 12 weeks of pregnancy, are set to take effect this Saturday. But a lot could change between now and then. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning from outside the General Assembly. Kelsey, this will be an important week for the future of abortion access in North Carolina.
A very important week indeed. The state Senate will be meeting right here tonight to put their third and final vote in for that amended bill here at the legislative building. And then from there, the timeline is going to move pretty quickly. So if the bill passes the Senate tonight, a House vote is expected to happen Wednesday. Then it will go to the governor's desk. Governor Cooper will have 10 days to sign or veto it. The new version of the bill makes the abortion pill legal until the 12-week mark. The current law says only up to 10 weeks. It also says it's okay to help a woman get an abortion in another state if the procedure is legal there. These changes are coming after Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit to block the abortion bill. An emergency hearing on that is set for Wednesday, and it's not likely that the governor will veto the law before the hearing. This means that there's a chance that it won't take effect on Saturday as originally planned, but if he does veto it, then it could be overruled. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Police in Raleigh are looking to make an arrest after a shooting downtown left a man in critical condition. This happened on Chavis Way near Winters Park around 5:30 yesterday afternoon. A neighbor told the WRAL Breaking News Tracker he ran outside when he heard the gunshots and found the man who was shot down on all fours. Police say this appeared to be an isolated incident and there is no threat to the public.
The storm system that is heading our way left devastation behind it across the Ohio Valley, including in Indiana. The National Weather Service will be there today to look at the damage left by possible tornadoes such as this one. This is video from the town of Bargersville, about 20 miles south of Indianapolis. The town's mayor says the suspected tornado damaged about 75 homes over a a 3-mile stretch. Thankfully, no one was hurt. This was one of several reported tornadoes in Indiana yesterday.
Governor Roy Cooper is in the Queen City today to talk about the transition to clean energy. He'll join U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm for a clean energy roundtable. A recent study found North Carolina is fourth in the country in solar energy. Growth has slowed, though, in recent years, but Duke Energy says it plans to double solar generation over the next decade.
President Biden will be back on the road this week as he ramps up his reelection campaign. He's putting a special focus on infrastructure. Today, he plans to make an announcement linked to high-speed internet. The announcement comes 1 week after his administration offered nearly $1 billion in grants to expand internet access in rural areas.
Today, we'll learn more about a series of power outages in Wake Forest. Officials with Wake Forest Power wrote on Facebook they will address the outages that lasted for 2 days. They say a faulty switch was to blame and crews have since replaced it. We had reached out to the company after viewers sent us messages about the power problems. About 1,000 customers were affected.
Three people on the North Carolina coast are out of their homes this morning after a plane crashed into it. The plane went down shortly after takeoff yesterday afternoon from Cape Fear Regional Jetport in Southport. The house caught fire after the crash. Crews were able to put the fire out within about 15 minutes. No word on the cause of the plane crash or the condition of the pilot, who was the only person on board. Three people who were inside the home were able to make it out safely.
We've learned three people from Apex died in a fiery car crash in Indiana. It happened Saturday morning along I-94 between South Bend and Chicago. The victims were in a car that was disabled on the shoulder of an interstate. Another vehicle crashed into them and pushed their car into the center lane, and it burst into flames there. The driver was able to get out, but three others died. They've been identified as 58-year-old Alkesh Patel, 54-year-old Hina Patel, and 30-year-old Aditi Patel, all from Apex. No one in the other car was hurt.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has yet to respond this morning after the most serious challenge yet to his power. Cheers erupted in the street near Russia's military headquarters after the head of the Wagner mercenary group called off his attempted insurrection this past weekend. The Kremlin says the leader agreed to stop his forces from advancing toward Moscow in an armed convoy. It's not clear how much this short-lived insurrection will weaken Russia's efforts in its war against Ukraine. Ukrainians say they're optimistic the infighting will give them opportunities to take back territory seized by Russian forces. Michael McFaul, the former U.S. ambassador to Russia, will go in depth about one of the most unprecedented crises in Russia's history. You can watch his live interview this morning on Today, right after WRL's Morning News.
4:38 the time right now. An intense investigation is now underway in the waters of the Atlantic after the deadly submersible implosion. Just ahead, the first step in this big undertaking as Mr. Beast, a social media star from North Carolina, shares his close call with the vessel.
And why more than 1 million Hondas are under an urgent recall this morning.
Also taking a live look outside of Raleigh right now. WRL Weather Alert Day for you. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking the timing of the storm and the areas that will be impacted by it.
Stay safe with the latest WRL Weather Alert Day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3. From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41 and we have a level 3 risk for severe storms for today. Those storms are likely to arrive late this afternoon into the evening, even into, say, midnight or so tonight. The biggest threat would be damaging winds. But of course, with a level 3, we do have at least a small tornado threat. We're going to walk through the timeline where you'd more likely and where you'd see those tornadoes. In Chapel Hill, all is quiet this morning. We take a look town by town. Temperatures are really warm to begin with. 74 in Tarboro, 75 in Fayetteville, 75 in Rocky Mount, 74 in Goldsboro. Before the storms arrive, we're going to see a heat index in the triple digits, and we'll walk you through that. So today's going to be one of those days you really want to get out and get your exercise in early. You don't want to wait until this evening. At 4 o'clock, it's going to be 94 degrees, but feeling more like 100.
Happening now, a robot is scouring the sea floor for debris from the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible. Investigators are looking for evidence of what caused the implosion and if any laws were broken. The U.S. Coast Guard announced Sunday it's launched the highest level of investigation in its agency with the help of several countries. They'll examine voice recordings and data from the ship that carried the Titan submersible before it imploded. All five people on board were killed instantly while trying to tour the wreckage of the Titanic. North Carolina native Mr. Beast says he could have been on that Titan when it imploded. The social media star, who's from Greenville, revealed on Sunday that he was invited to join the submersible voyage. Mr. Beast's real name is Jimmy Donaldson. He shared a text from someone asking him to join the exploration. He did not say why he decided against going on the trip.
Wake County deputies say they've identified the man accused of stabbing a young person outside a sports arena. 28-year-old Octavio Escalera Rodriguez is charged with assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury. A judge set his bond at $25,000. The stabbing happened Saturday outside Gooch Sports Arena on Knightdale Eagle Rock Road. Investigators say there was a fight inside the rodeo. It spilled into the parking lot, and that's when the boy was stabbed. His age or name has not been released.
Take a look at this Facebook post. The Lee County Sheriff's Office says there was an accident at the Raleigh Executive Jetport. They posted this picture on Sunday. Deputies arrived to find a plane flipped over. They say the pilot was not hurt. The Highway Patrol is investigating. Authorities haven't said what caused the crash.
You're looking live outside RDU right now, where flights were diverted less than 24 hours ago. The FAA issued a ground stop on Sunday for several D.C. area airports, including Reagan, Dulles, Baltimore, and Richmond. That was because of a communication system issue at an air traffic control center. RDU confirmed it received several diversions. Flights resumed as normal late Sunday night to and from the D.C. area airports.
An accidental fire damaged several BMWs at a Durham car dealership. Firefighters arrived shortly before 7:30 Sunday morning to the business, which is on Kentington Drive. They managed to put out the flames quickly. Four vehicles were destroyed. Eight others had varying degrees of damage. The division chief says the fire started in one of the vehicles that had a history of issues.
More than a million Hondas are under recall this morning because of problems with the rear cameras. The issue is with these models, 2018 to 23 Odysseys, 2019 to 22 Pilots, and 2019 to 23 Passports. Honda says a faulty coaxial cable connector can prevent the rear view image from appearing on the display. If your vehicle is affected, you will receive a letter. Dealers will fix the issue for you free of charge. The Hajj officially begins today. It's a pillar of Islamic culture and one of the largest religious gatherings in the world. Saudi officials say their capacity for this year has gone back to pre-pandemic levels. More than 2 million Muslims are expected to take part. As of Friday, 1.6 million arrived in the Saudi Arabian city of Mecca, which is the holiest city for Muslims. The Hajj pilgrimage includes a five-day journey where they take part in a series of rituals. It's intended to bring them greater humility and unity.
A new monument in Harnett County honors the lives of African-American members of the community. This new memorial is at Wilkins Cemetery in Dunn, the older African-American cemetery, oldest African-American cemetery in the country, or in that county, I should say. Now, it features 19 names of people who were born and died in Harnett County between 1838 and 1977. They're among the hundreds of people believed to be buried in unmarked graves in the cemetery.
A group of bikers from North Carolina completed a major goal, riding all the way to the snow-capped mountains of Alaska. Six members of the Fallen Motorcycle Club made the trek. All of them are retired military with at least 20 years of service. Their motorcycle trip helped raise awareness and funds for the group's mission to improve the lives of those in need and to encourage change.
4:47 is the time right now. It's a WRL weather alert day today, and really a big taste of summer right here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. This doesn't come around all the time, right? Level three?
Yeah, this is really a spring pattern for us when we typically see these really strong lines of thunderstorms coming on through. And by the time we get to this time of year, we have some pop-up thunderstorms, but they don't usually do this kind of damage that we would expect with a level three. The timing of this is going to be around dinner time up through even the early morning hours tomorrow. Damaging winds, hail, and isolated tornado all likely with this. This line of thunderstorms along this front has been severe overnight and for the last day or so, and you can see plenty of severe thunderstorm warnings, all the yellow boxes starting to pop up. This is the piece of the front that's going to head our way and also through Kentucky and Tennessee yesterday. We ended up with a lot of severe thunderstorm warnings. Not a lot of tornado warnings with this, at least yesterday, and that's certainly a good sign for us. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see this morning we'll see a mix of sun and clouds as the sun comes up. We may even see an isolated shower this morning. The computer models have been showing that. The more rain we see this morning, the more that will settle the atmosphere, and it won't be as primed for severe storms. But the more sunshine we see this afternoon, once that little wave comes by, the more likely we are to see some stronger storms. Notice Futurecast shows a little cell that pops up there well ahead of the main line. So we'll be watching out for that. And this is 9 p.m. and we can start to see those storms coming through Durham, Raleigh, South Hill, back towards Southern Pines and continuing to push off to the east. This is going to be midnight. There still could be some lingering storms as early or as late as 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. So here's a look at our storm energy. And you want to check out some of these darker areas, especially as we get into the yellow and reds. Watch that red come pushing through. And that starts as early as 2 o'clock this afternoon. But it does look like some of the models have that coming much later. So we'll be watching it closely. What does a level 3 mean? It means that numerous severe thunderstorms are possible. They'll be more persistent, more widespread, especially along that line. Let's take a look at what's happening outside right now. This is a live look at Franklinton. It is 76 degrees with a dew point of 67. So a lot of warmth, a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. That dew point is rather high. And so our heat index is going to be high this afternoon, too. Even at lunchtime, it's going to feel like 93. This is the heat index here on the right side. 99 at 2 o'clock, feeling like 101 at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when we'll likely hit the mid-90s. So temperatures are going to be a bit of an issue for us today as well. So it is a WRAL weather alert day. Behind this front, we can still see a few isolated storms early on Tuesday, early tomorrow, and then some fairly quiet weather Wednesday and Thursday. We're back into some heat and a chance of some scattered storms again on Saturday and Sunday.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. A lot going on there. Is your boss in touch with how you're feeling at work? Coming up, new research shows just how many are missing the mark when it comes to your well-being.
And this next story will sure have your dogs wagging their tails. After the break, we'll show you the new park just for them that's opening here at home. Welcome back. It is 4:53 as we take a live look at Apex. It is going to be a hot and steamy day. Our highs in the 90s, but it's going to feel like triple digits. Today is also a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level 3 out of 5 risk for severe storms.
An effort to train more women in the field of construction is breaking barriers and expanding.
And all of the momentum is happening right here in our backyard. WRAL's Julian Grace got an inside look.
An open house took place in Carrboro, and it gave people a peek inside Hope Renovations. So what happens here? For 15 weeks, women are trained to fill jobs in construction. The first 9 weeks include classroom instruction, the last 6 weeks on-the-job training. And we found out why Hope Renovations is desperately needed.
Right now, there is a major skilled trades gap in our workforce. And the worst part about that is there's no women doing the work. Only about 10% of the industry is women, and only about 4% are tradeswomen actually out there swinging the hammers. So that's a statistic we're trying to change because the construction industry offers living wage paying opportunities. There's so many women who want to do this work, who are capable of doing this work.
And that on-the-job training includes repairing the homes of senior citizens who may not be able to afford it.
There are not enough contractors doing the work that seniors need to stay safe and comfortable in their homes as they grow older because those jobs are generally, you know, lower profit.
So if the founder, Nora L. Corey Spencer, looks familiar, that's because she is a CNN hero for her work and also a WRAL Voters' Choice Awards finalist for Woman of the Year. It was 3 years ago that she founded Hope Renovations, And now she's prepared to hit a major goal.
We were awarded a grant from the Department of Commerce in partnership with the Capital Area Workforce Development Board that's going to start up a Hope Renovations in Wake County.
Exciting. If you would like to find out more about Hope Renovations, log on to WRAL.com. We'll have a link attached to this story.
A new report highlights business leaders do not have a firm grasp of their employees' well-being. A survey from Deloitte found many people are struggling with their well-being at work. The same survey found more than 3 out of 4 executives inaccurately think that their workforce well-being improved in the past year. 84% of workers said improving their mental, physical, and financial health is a top priority this year. You can understand that. I mean, where we are right now, it's good to have a grasp on the work-life balance, right?
Well, absolutely. And I also think you create your well-being at work as well. And it certainly helps when you have a wonderful team that you work with, such as you and everybody else here on the morning team. Well, dog lovers in Durham will have a new place to take their pets starting this week. The new dog park at Rock Quarry Park opens tomorrow. A grand opening ceremony is planned from 4 to 6 this afternoon. The new dog park has been in the works for years, and it will replace the Northgate Park Dog Park.
City of Henderson will be cleaning up Elmwood Cemetery this week. Workers will be removing any items that are banned under city rules. If you have anything there that you'd like to keep, you should go pick it up now. Those items will be removed and thrown out without notice. And we have a live look for you right now, this morning in Lewisburg. Good morning to you. It's a WRL weather alert day. A lot going on. Elizabeth Garden will walk us through today's timeline and the possibility of hail, even tornadoes.
And in just days, new abortion restrictions are set to take effect in our state. What changes lawmakers want to make to the law and its next steps.
A Delta Airlines employee died over the weekend after they were sucked into an airplane engine. What we know so far in the first days of this federal investigation.